not difficult to understand the subject about the application and the reframing our mindset is avoid a sachaim that you do for the rest of your life. Okay, there's a lot of things we have to cover here. Let's go with him first, see where he's going, see what he's saying, and then we'll slowly build around that. So the first step we took is that, okay, the first step we took is that your hishtadlus doesn't do anything, but you have to do it. We have to understand that. Why did Hashem ask us to do something that doesn't do anything? If it doesn't do anything, then obviously there's a problem. Hashem doesn't ask us to do things that have no meaning. It means it doesn't do anything in making the panasa or getting the refuah, but it must have some tuelis, otherwise why do it? Obviously, the first step we took was is somehow that's the tikkun of whatever Adam Rishon did. I don't understand that. So we saw last week that the, just to say the words, I'm build on a little bit, that Yishtadlis is a shlichus miyuchedes the kiddush Shem Shemayim Barabim. Yishtadlis is about being mekadesh Shem Shemayim Barabim. That's what it's about. Hashem needs us for, not needs us, Hashem for us, wants us to do whatever we have to do out there in order to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim through the way we conduct ourselves. And we saw different maisim, whatever. Let's try and take this one step further. On Kuf Tzadik Vav, I don't know what that is in English. It's chapter 3. Yishtadlus v'betochen. It is in French or in English. Yeah, but that's not where we are. You have to turn a few pages to get to. In every yishtadlus, you have to find the point of kovet shamayim. I don't know how to translate this.
Let's bring on to
our head. That's it. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Advarim alalu einum amirim klapay panosa bedafka. When you're doing the pesach apecha toich lechem, then you're going to have a hard time applying that in other areas. Even though we said many times, the chovus alavav lumps refuah and panosa somehow together. Okay. The gam tzarich yun. But what we're saying now doesn't just apply to panosa. Wherever you are in obligated to mishtadel, this principle applies. A person understands business good, knows that in obviously business, in Ruchnius, business knows that you can find this Nakuda in every area. The Rizal explains, why were we sent out of our land? Because of our sins. Where was the publication? Where was the pilsum of kovod shemaim in the world from the Beis Hamikdash? Shishimish ketal talpiot l'kolam asoilu. The whole world used to come to the Beis Hamikdash. The Kiddush Hashem was noyre vayoyim. Shirosu bo shchine b'schus avoydes ha-kohanim v'yeret shefem imareimim l'kolam noishis. L'klad ha-noishis. From the Beis Hamikdash came all the shepherd to the whole world, to the whole human race. Ulam Shekharav Beis Hamikdash v'pisko ashos ha-shchina. Beis Hamikdash got destroyed. Now there's a interruption of the ashos ha-shchina. Chayvin Zarizal talking. Chayvin anu letzet legolus. Ulanid noid me'eretz le'eretz medina le'medina. You now have to go from country to country. Refugees, in order to bring that covered shemaim to every corner of the world. We then become the conduits for the Shekhinah to spread through the entire world. There's another Kura that we pick up all the aspects of the world and bring them back.
It's
among the Goyim. Yeah, we entered into Golos to be Mekar Hashem Shemayim. The Beis HaMikdash was Mekar Hashem Shemayim by the Goyim. The Goyim used to come to the Beis HaMikdash. Some of them have a Masorah, they still do it. Go hang around the coast and see how many Japanese and Koreans and whatever come to the Beis HaMikdash. They know what it's about. They know what goes on there. Better than, unfortunately, some of our brethren. They come, they have Masorahs. There was Shlomo Melech's tefillah that everybody who comes to the Beis HaMikdash should be answered. There shouldn't be a... Yeah. We don't have that anymore, as we need to go into Golos. That's the pshat in Arizal. That's why you need to be in Golos. You can be Mekar Hashem Shemayim in the whole world. Every day a person gets a job, what he has to do in this world of Hashem's. And also he gets whatever he needs, the tools, the kalim, whatever he needs in order to fulfill his mission for the day. Zu territoria hapratit shel ha'adam. This is your private territory. New word. Wonder what that is in English. Anyway. Shel ha'adam ubo'u tzarich legalot ufasim kovut shabayim. That's it. You get your fax every morning or your email every morning. Tells you what your job is. Tells you yes, what your kalim are, what you have for the job. You go out there and be Mekar Hashem Shemayim. Kanu Netzik Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There he's an ambassador now of Hashem. V'um Mishtad Al V'chofetz Bekach. V'yod Ava Dover. Klala Shel Dover. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mazmin Leyadeinu Hishtad Liyois Musugo Shoinim V'aleinu Mitzo Et Nekudas Kovet Shemayim Hatmuna Behem. Hashem gives you different missions, call them Hishtad Liyois, different types. Our job is to go and find the nekuda of Kovod Shemayim that's lurking in that thing. Shehiya tachlis ha'amitis shel oisi ishtadlus, because that's the tachlis ha'amitis that ishtadlus. The ishtadlus is not to make money. Hashem doesn't need you to make money. Hashem needs you to be mechabed to mefalsim Kovod Shemayim in the world through your ishtadlus for panosa. But it has nothing to do with the panosa. The Ikar Tachlis is the Nekud of Kovod Shemayim that's lurking in your Ishtadlus. The Moedika Maisidus. Harabani Tzorotsky Navasholom. Aisa Isha Dgula V'chachomis. The late tells the Rosh Yeshiva's Rebbetzin. She was a very, very well put together, clever lady. But Kufas Machalosa, Noitze V'Oifen Pitoy Mitzorich Dechuf Lelatecho. She had a terrible machala, and Dechuf, she needed surgery. למרות הדחיפות, היא חפצה מאוד שהמנתח יהיה פרופסור מסוים. It was urgent, but she said, slow down, just one second. I want that professor. That professor. המומחה ביוסף ואיסף תחום. He was the biggest מומחה in this area. לך השתד לסרבות, הצליחו הסקנים להשיג את הרופא. You know, everybody went into... All the Asconim went into motion, you know, the furs and whatever it was in those days. And they eventually got this professor to agree to do the operation. Lifnei ha-nituach, biksha rabbinit losech im ha-reife mispar dakot. Before the operation, she wants to talk to the doctor for a few minutes. Yeah, yeah, he cuts it, but when we heard the meiser from him, the professor wasn't exactly agreeable to. But that took a lot of pressure and a lot of hard work, and the surgery is the chuf and it's being delayed and whatever because of her wanting all these things. Eventually, they managed to persuade him to come down and talk to her, you know, to give up his precious time, the big professor, to come in and talk to her for a few minutes. The kachi amrelo, and this is what she said to him: Adonia rofe, atayodaya she rabat ishtadalti kedei lasiges ezratcha. You know that I went to a lot of trouble and put in a lot of effort to get your help. רוצה אני ולקש ממך דבר מה? This one asked you one thing. אם חס וחלילה, עמות על שולחן הניתוחים. אם חס וחלילה, I die on the operating table. אל נא תרגיש רע. I don't want you to feel bad. דע לך כי הכל הוא מעשה השם. הוא from השם. I don't want you losing any sleep over it. I don't know why she thought you would, but I don't want you thinking anything has anything to do with you. But Ta'enu Hashem Bakach Klau. You didn't do anything wrong. I called Mishamayim. Shelo Yitzigula Rikshut Hashama V'Yisura Matzpon. Kikachu Rotzen Hashem. I don't want you feeling guilty and losing any sleep over this or feeling bad. Because that's the Rotzen Hashem. Harefeshya Gaivatan Gadol. This doctor who was obviously a big Baal Gaiva. He was the biggest mumche, you know, in the world. He's the guy. You met doctors like this, yeah? I once went to a doctor. He tells me, "No, you're very lucky to have been able to see me." So I was going to argue with him. I said, "You're right. I'm very lucky. Thank you. Very lucky. He's the guy." Lo yedem ala sotim otzmo. V'amal rabanit. He didn't know. He was a bit embarrassed. He didn't know what to say. You know. אני מעריך מאוד את רגשתך ואת מחשבותיך על הזולת. למרות חייליך ומצחיקך קשה. He said, "I'm very impressed with your caring and feeling for other people, despite, you know, the suffering and everything you're going through." אולם הרבנית ממשיך ואמרו לו, "Professor נכבד, עדיין לא סיימתי את דבר, I'm not finished. I'll be finished in one more minute. Just, I'm not finished with you yet." רציני לא איסיף עוד דבר קטן. So I had one small little thing. דע לך, גם אם הניתוח יצליח באופן הטוב ביותר, even if the operation will be successful עד הסוף, זה גם לא אתה. It's also got nothing to do with you. הכל מייס השם. Boom. הוא מייס השם. So they asked her, yeah, let's finish. הוא אשר אמנו, יהודית סייכה, יודע להפיק מכל השתדס כובד שמיים. הרבנית אבא שולם, אבינו, כי מחויבס הישתדלס מוטל עליה לדאג שהרי פגודו ביועס נתך אותו. The world of הישתדלס, you got to find the best doctor. You got to find the best doctor to do the operation. אך יחד עם זויס, כי ניצלס הישתדלס. So now what? Why did you find the best doctor? So that you'll get healed? No, because Hashem does the healing. So why do you want the best doctor? אם יחד עם זאת, כי ניצלה את ההשתדס כדי להרבות כובד שמיים וללמד את הרייף הגדול ביועס הפרק באמונה. If you're going to give מוסר to a doctor, find the biggest doctor you can give מוסר to. עליו ללמוד שהרייף האמיתי הוא רק רייף הקובוס מפילסיס. Why do I have to be in hospital? Why do I have to have surgery? And that's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. Fine. So what am I going to do with the moment that I'm in hospital with this time? There are lots of things you can decide to do. You can wallow in self-pity, you can feel terrible, you can ask, why me? Or you can say, you know what, I have to be here anyway. So let me give a bit of musa to the doctors. Maybe stories about gedolim that were ill, that in hospital, that turned it into unbelievable matzavim of Kiddush Hashem. Went around visiting chaylim, taking care of people, mechazaki. Why am I in hospital? Why am I at the dentist? Why do I have to go? Because you have to be mechanish shem shemayim where you are. You don't have to go to the dentist and fix your tooth. You don't, Hashem doesn't need dentists to fix your teeth. But while you're in the waiting room, you have to see Ma'an the Kudush of Prophet Shemayim you can bring into that environment.
We have also the best Ishtadlut. Even we know it's not...
We'll get there. We'll get to what that is called the best Ishtadlut. Yeah. In Refuah, it's brought down Mefurash, Shulchan Aruch, there to find the best doctor. So there we have, that's the Ishtadlut. In Parnassah, I don't know what that means. We'll have to see. Don't know what that means. We'll have to see. The Masilu Shom says you have to do the minimum. No, the minimum doesn't necessarily mean that is the best.
Yeah.
You know, you want to make it on Wall Street, you've got to be working 73 hours a day. I don't work 73 hours a day. I work 1 hour a day. So that's not called the best ishtadlus. I'm saying when it comes to Panos, we'll see Shidduchim also. Shidduchim, the best ishtadlus within Shidduchim is a disaster. Shidduchim, if you'll do the best ishtadlus that you can find according to your seichel, there's no bigger disaster than that. You want to minimize the status as much as possible.
No one will go to a doctor, you have no diploma, but no thing.
Again?
No one will go to a doctor, it is not very, very bad. No, you don't know to work. Who wants to go to the doctor? No one. Why?
You have a gift to go to a doctor.
Yes, but a good one, not a...
You have to find a good doctor. Yeah, I'm saying, yeah, but there's a special din in Rafur. Yeah. I don't know if that applies to Panasa. Panasa, you have to make minimum ishtadlis. Minimal. In Rafur, you have to make most ishtadlis. I'm saying, in Shidduchim, if you make most ishtadlis, it'll end up in a divorce. If you make less ishtadlis, it'll be perfect. Each case has its, I'm saying, the amount of ishtadlis, as a sub ishtadlis, then you have to know each case is different. That we have to see.
Yeah.
having trouble with the whole premise that the Shabbos is the biggest Kiddush Hashem be if Taman fell from the sky and you start it every single day? Wow, that's Kiddush Hashem. Now I have to find a Kiddush in my Avoda to make Kiddush Hashem.
There'd be a Kiddush Hashem that according to who runs the world. Yeah, right. But they wouldn't. Yeah, but that's not what Hashem wants. Hashem wants to show that we're capable of overcoming these insanities and functioning the Emunah in the world. Not about Hashem dancing for the world. Hashem danced for the world for 2,000 years. Let's just get clear here what's going on. We have to put things into the system we're dealing with here. For 2,000 years, Hashem did that. 2,000 years of prayer, Hashem was Magad himself, and it was all open, blooming miracles. Now we're in phase two. Now we have to be Magad the Kodesh Baruch in the world. We have to find him, and we Magad the Kodesh Baruch in the world. There was that Kiddush Hashem. Now you need this Kiddush Hashem. There was that what you're talking about. There was Mon. But you don't get anything when the Mon falls. You build yourself and develop yourself, and you're doing the work. Yeah. The Chaim has a whole long arichas that Akaras Atoy God works. Nachinam, of course. It's a hard sugya.
Yeah.
No, because he makes it almost osu to have a chorus of toif for the reifa. It's almost treif to have a chorus of toif to the reifa. And the Chovas and the Vavas is all about a chorus of toif. It's one of the hardest sugyas in the Chovas and the Vavas. In Shara Batochen, you remember, we dealt with this. The chorus of toif you have to the reifa or to whoever it is that. The law says the law pashut. It's a gam sugya. What matzbens all of us and what's battling all of us and struggling all of us is not what ishtad is, it's how much ishtad is do I have to make me responsible. That's really where the nakuda comes in, and we'll deal with it.
It's a kavana. Which kavana we have to make? The result is not.
I'll give an example. Yeah, I'll give an example. It's Nissan, right? Yeah. Nissan, everyone's excited. Pesach, everything's coming or whatever. But we all know that this period between now and Pesach is riddled with nisyonot that can cause chas v'chilila your kids to hate Pesach. And you talk to the kids when they're 18, 19, 20, but then any sonet a Pesach, when they sonet mishunatanet a Pesach, they hate it. Why? Because the hachon and the preparation between now and Pesach wasn't what a Kodesh Baruch Hu asked you to do. What is the goal of these 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks before we get to Leila Seder? Ma tafkid shelanu that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is mevakesh mitan? Huh? Preparation. You know what? What do you have to do? What's the goal? To take the chometz out? No, that's the problem. The goal, you can write your list of what the mission is of these 2 weeks to get to Pesach, is not to get angry.
Yeah.
That's the goal. As long as you think the goal is to clean your house, yeah, then you're going to get angry. You're not going to have time for your kids. There's not going to be proper food for the kids. You're not going to sleep properly. You're going to be atzpani. The kids are going to be in the street because the home is the worst place in the world to be. If your goal is to clean your house for Pesach, you're setting yourself up for the biggest disaster you could ever have. The goal, Avada, you're going to get rid of chometz in your house. No one's saying live with the chometz, but there's lots of ways to get rid of chometz in your house without getting angry, without beating up the kids, without the merivot, without the tension, without the home being a horrible place to be for 2.5 weeks. The goal is not to clean your house with Pesach. The goal is to come to Leila Seder having not gotten angry, or have gotten angry a little bit less than last year, whatever. I'm not getting into real idea now. I'm just saying you work out for yourself. But if you think the goal is cleaning for Pesach, then everything else is bottled to that. And I'm telling you now, the kids grow up hating it. They hate it. Ask them, speak to them. Go around. Everyone will tell you this. The lachatz, the metach, the kids are going to be at home, they're in the street, they're gone. That's what Hashem wants. Who asked you for this? I've only got to clean your house for Pesach. You got to get rid of the chometz. Why you have to dry clean the curtains now and mefarek the windows? And I'm not talking to the woman here. I mean, oh, maybe I should switch off the recording. I don't want to listen to anyone. I'm not talking to the woman now. The women have got what they have to do. You have to learn not to be angry, whatever, even when they're doing what they're doing. They'll tell you it's the only time I've got it. If I don't do it now, I'll never get done. But upset. I'm not going to do it. My job from now to Leila Seder, and at the Seder as well. I'm not going to talk about that. It's much harder there, but Seder. You've got seven different ages at the table, whatever. That's an Isoin on Iloya. But just to know that this Tukufa now is fraught with problems. We have big houses. We're trying to keep the chumras that our great grandparents kept when they had one room with a bed in a cupboard. We've got big houses filled with things, many, many things. The rich people in those days had servants. So we've got the same kind of houses that the rich people have. We don't have servants. Your houses are massive. You're trying to keep the chumras that your great-grandfather kept in his cleaning for Pesach. They're all shy. We don't have the koyach. We don't have the physical or ruchnistic strength to do it. You can do what they have to do. What did they have to do? One little room, whatever. So you have to adapt to the situation that we're in. And you're busy cleaning out the chomets because that's the Eitzar. And how are you doing it? Well, getting the Eitzar. Get rid of the chomets, Beseda. The fridge, you have to watch care. There are a lot of chomets in the fridge. If you have a freezer, Beseda. Well, the kitchen, yeah, but where else? So the kids throw bread rolls onto the top of the cupboard. You did pickle or not? You did pickle chomets?
All the stuff.
You did pickle?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So at least with the rice, at least while you're pickle, you're ready to take a go. And go quietly, look around. In the room. Work out how to do it with your kids. Who's going to do his room? Who's going to do that? I'm not saying just lie back, you know, lie back and say, oh, show said, but I'm not doing it. Oh, why do you want to clean or whatever? But I'm saying just lower
the
intensity.
The fact that the Israel abuse goes up at this time.
Of course it does.